You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing okay. It's supposed to be a feel-good Friday, so we're going to try to make it a feel-good Friday. We're going to, you know, sift through all the nonsense that we've had to deal with. The Yankees lose yesterday. Chris Drury finally gets announced as the Ranger general manager and president, albeit with Glenn Saver right on top of him, making all the decisions, I'm sure. And then on top of all of that, you have the Islanders sliding, you have the Nets sliding, you have the Knicks who are going to be probably without Emmanuel Quickley and Alec Burks tonight against Phoenix, and you have a Ranger team that looks like, you know, the Hartford Wolfpack. So this is not the way that you want to end some of these seasons for these respective teams, although the Islanders are in the playoffs, Brooklyn will be in the playoffs, but man, oh man, oh man, it took the Mets yesterday to bring us home at least one win.
Yeah, who needs Trevor Bauer, by the way? Because remember who the guy was that the Mets went out and signed after Trevor Bauer decided to screw the Mets and sign with the Dodgers was Taijuan Walker.
That's right.
And Taijuan Walker is the man. And yesterday, he goes out, he's striking guys out. He has that long stretch of retiring batters in a row. Even deals a little bit of a rain delay, comes back out, still dealing. So this guy's been great. And you saw the move that Carlos Carrasco was transferred to the 60-day DL, so now he's not eligible to come off until the end of the month. It's like, okay, fine. The Mets rotation is okay. The issue with them is getting that big hit. Dom Smith ended up getting that big hit later in the game, but if it wasn't for the Cardinals walking the ballpark yesterday, a walk-a-palooza, they wouldn't have scored any runs.
How about the fact that the Mets left 17 runners on base?
That is
unbelievable.
And they still end up scoring some runs, mostly because the Cardinals couldn't find the plate, and Lindor finally broke his 0-for streak, too.
The ninth inning.
Yes, in the ninth inning with a base hit.
But he did have three walks yesterday, so maybe that's part of it. Maybe, hopefully, he's coming out of it. But, you know, 4-3 on a road trip. Yeah. Splitting with the Cardinals, I'll take it. I guess at this point, we'll take anything, especially when you have a pitcher like Taijuan Walker doing what he was doing yesterday. So at least the Mets brought us a win. But I have to tell you, we're going to have to manufacture a feel-good Friday. I mean, you know, Gerrit Cole gets pulled. I bet you Yankee fans probably felt like he should have won another inning.
Bullpen has been very good for them.
You have the Nets collapsing before our eyes.
Yeah, so let's talk about that for a little bit because – you know, all we hear about is how this team, these regular season games...
On a national basis, not on a local basis.
Right, of course, on the national basis. It really doesn't matter. You know, the seeding for them doesn't matter. I know Evan screams about, I want the one seed! You know, like he's Veruca Salt, I think somebody called him in the newspaper. I thought that was funny. But I want the one seed! Well, okay, if you get the one seed, you don't get the one seed. If those three guys are healthy, that team should be fine. But two of the guys are healthy. One of them went off for 40 points last night, and you still didn't win. And now you're on a four-game losing streak. So you're running into some good teams. You're running into some good coaches. And, I mean, I don't know what this team's going to be in the postseason when they get, you know, pinned against the wall in a really tough situation against a good basketball team that has played more games together. I mean, how can you have this ultimate confidence about this group going into the playoffs just thinking that, oh, when Harden comes back and the three of them together, it'll be great. It'll be no problem. You got health. You got the temperamental nature of Kyrie Irving. You got the fact these guys haven't played together. You got the inexperience of Steve Nash. So, I mean, it used to be a foregone conclusion that this team would just win and win and win. Didn't matter. If it was one stars, two stars, three stars that were playing, they'd win, they'd win, they'd win, they'd win. Not so much anymore. Four-game losing streak's a four-game losing streak with that much talent, any way you slice it. So, I mean, I hate to say that it's fun for me to watch or I'm getting into it and all those things. I don't want to get ahead of myself with the Nets and say that it's starting to trend in that negative direction. But of course I'm rooting against them. Of course I am. I'm sorry, Nets fans. This is what you wanted, didn't you?
Sorry, Nets fans.
Didn't you want us to hate your team? Isn't this what you wanted? You wanted Knicks fans to pay attention to you and hate your team because they were good. I mean, seeing them crash and burn in this postseason will be one of the most gratifying moments that I would have as a sports fan in the last decade or so. And if they end up winning, it's going to suck. And then you can rub it in our faces and everything else.
It's going to be a real test to see whether or not they can flip the switch. Because how many times have we heard that? In every sport.
Sure.
Like, you can't just flip the switch. You can't just flip the switch. You just can't just go out there and think that you can meander through the regular season and flip the switch and win in the playoffs. So we'll find out whether or not KD and company can do that.
I think that the best example, and I know that there's three stars here and not two, but the best example, and also the caveat of COVID last year, was the Clippers. The Clippers last year put Paul George and Kawhi Leonard together, and it was going to be, this team's going to end up in the finals. This team's going to end up at least in the conference finals against the Lakers. There's no doubt about it. Even though they've scuffled a little bit, they will figure it out. And they didn't. And then they said basically they didn't work hard enough. They took things for granted. They ended up firing the coach and moving on. So there are other teams. Now, I don't think the Eastern Conference is a bunch of ass kickers. You know, I mean, I could poke holes in every one of these teams at the top of the conference, whether it be Philly, Milwaukee, the Nets. But you got to look at Philly. It's a group that's been together longer. Milwaukee, a group that's been together longer. These guys have chips on their shoulders. You know, they've got good coaches there as well. One of the guys we're just talking about, and Doc Rivers, obviously, over here in the Eastern Conference now, with the Sixers. I mean, can't you just see that? Like a group like, let's say, I don't know, Milwaukee getting together, facing the Nets, Giannis waking up in the postseason. You know, that team that has underachieved, figuring it out against the Nets who haven't been together the entire year, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But of course, I mean, listen, I'm no dummy. I know that talent wins out in the NBA. I could also see those guys forming basketball Megatron and just plowing through everybody as well. But I mean, when you're seeing these cracks now in the regular season, it makes you think a little bit more that this team really is vulnerable.
Yeah, you know, but the one thing I will say, when Harden was healthy and he was playing and he was motivated, they were a completely different team.
Sure.
You know, and I kind of feel like as good as Kevin Durant is and as good as Kyrie Irving can be when he wants to be, I still feel like watching James Harden for that shorter period of time when he was here, I mean, that was real basketball. I mean, that was crazy good basketball.
Well, yeah,
I'm just telling you, that is something that if they get him back and he's healthy. Now, he says he's going to come back and he's hoping to get in a couple games before the season ends. You know, then he is the guy, to me, that can raise everybody up and raise everybody's level up. And I just, for whatever reason, I just feel like he's the linchpin to what this team is all about now. And he's the last one to have arrived here.
Yeah, and out of those three guys, James Harden's the one I trust the least in the postseason based on track record.
I know, but that's what makes it so interesting. But really that's more on a national level.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, on a local level, with the Knicks and everything going on with them, and they got the Suns, like I said, tonight, and maybe Alex Burks and Emmanuel Quickley are probably not going to play in this game, it doesn't sound like. I don't want this to happen either. Like, if they went out on this West Coast trip, and they're still got a winning record right now in this little run that they're in the midst of, you just don't want them coming home losing all these games, and you don't want them being injured going into the last three home games. Like, you want to finish strong. Like, when I think about when we were talking about all of this at the beginning of all these seasons, we were saying, okay, in hockey, you had to get off to a strong start because it was a much shorter season and you were playing in a much difficult division, especially from the Rangers' perspective.
Yeah.
That if they got off to a bad start, it was going to be almost impossible to come out of it. And now not only do you have the bad start, you have a horrific finish that cost two really good guys their jobs. And you just don't want to see these teams go into the playoffs, especially the Islanders, the Nets, and of course the Knicks going into the playoffs coming feeling like with a bad taste in their mouth. You want people surging at this point of the season.
Yeah, it's tough to surge when you're on a West Coast trip against some of the best teams in the league.
The Knicks,
and we kind of knew what was going to happen. At least, I mean, I didn't want to see them get blown out the other night against Denver, but we kind of knew that they would have a little bit. They'd trip up somewhere. But this team has responded every time. So that's why I expect them to, I'm not going to guarantee some victory against Phoenix, but I expect them to come out and be inspired and play well and give us everything that we have seen from them this season. I think we've all been waiting for so long for something bad to happen. I can hear it in your voice right now. We've been waiting for something bad to happen.
Wait a minute. Today's a feel good Friday. I'm trying to make people
feel good. But you're like, you don't want to be limping in.
Well, you don't want to be limping in.
You don't want to be this. You want to be that.
I don't care if they do limp in or not because they're not my team. But I'm just saying for our team, the Knicks,
I know.
We don't want to be physically limping in. And we certainly don't want to go in on a losing streak.
But you know what the mentality has been with the Knicks and the fan base the entire year, or most of the year, is when is it going to end? When is they going to turn back into a pumpkin?
But this is where Julius Randle has got to make sure that it doesn't end.
And to me, like they've done enough for me to not feel that way any longer. Like I know that they're a really good team. I trust them. And, you know, they might end up in the conference finals. I trust them. I hated to see some of the reaction after that Denver loss. It was like, well, there it is. Now you see, great team, real MVP candidate. How much do the Knicks have to show you? You know, winning 12 out of 13
all
going
right,
into
all
that
right, let me just
before
say
you like really believe it.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
We've been hit over the head with an idiot stick for 20 years.
I know.
All right, so there's a lot of that we have. We got scar tissue, you know, that most fans don't have. I mean, there was a point where I just turned it off. I couldn't even watch it anymore.
I mean, all of us.
I mean,
same
so now,
way.
But now, you know, so we're fighting through the scar tissue. That's basically what we're fighting through. And we're pulling. And we want guys like Julius Randle to now elevate this team. And he's going to have his hands full tonight.
He will.
He's going to have his hands full tonight. And another big, strong center presence with DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
So this is it's really as great as Nerlens Noel has been and as good a story as he has been and as good a story as Taj Gibson has been, I mean, they're playing against some of the best young, bright, big men in the league. And that is a problem for the Knicks, and it has been a problem for the Knicks. So tonight, their shooting has got to be better than it was in Denver. You know, they'll be at sea level, so then maybe that will have something to do with it. And it would be nice to see, you know, a bounce back performance from them. Especially this is where Julius Randle, like the MVP candidate that we've been talking about, really now has to raise his game. And this is a game. What's the number on this game?
You want me to give you the spread?
Yeah, give me the spread on this game.
You want the spread?
Come on,
yeah,
I want a feel good Friday spread on this.
Game. In the meantime, did you ever have issues when you played at altitude?
No, I didn't. But one year when I was with the Cardinals, we practiced in Flagstaff in the summertime.
Okay.
And I want to say that was about 7,200 feet, I think. And it was awesome. You know how yesterday was? Yesterday was a beautiful day.
It was a nice day, yeah. A little chilly by me. Windy, but it was okay.
Beautiful day. Every day, that was Cardinals training camp.
Oh, okay.
Every day was like yesterday. Only at 7,000 feet.
6 points. Suns are a 6-point favorite.
Okay.
Minus 245 on the money line.
Right.
So a relatively big favorite. You know what the Bucks are against the Rockets tonight?
The Bucks against the Rockets tonight have got to be 16-point favorites.
16.5. Good
really?
Job.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you
Look
go.
At that. Guess the spread with Boomer in the NBA. He's still got it from the NFL season. Football season Boomer in full effect. Yeah, I don't love this matchup. I didn't love the matchup against Denver. I'm not going to love the matchup against the LA teams. I don't love it.
I mean, you know, they played Phoenix really tough here.
They did.
Should
have won the game, man.
Chris Paul went off.
They were beating them.
Chris Paul, you know, again, another star comes into Madison Square Garden and leaves his mark.
Yeah. I mean, he was really, really good towards the end of that game. I mean, the Knicks were up big early. I mean, they're so much better at home, too. That's one of the things that we haven't talked about enough is, just, you know, their road record is significantly under 500. And that's why I wanted the 4 seed more than the 5 seed for obvious reasons, but that home court advantage in that first round. And the best possible matchup, and I know they've played better of late, but the best possible matchup is to have a home court advantage against Atlanta in that first round in a 4-5.
Yeah.
At that point, I mean, Knicks are favored in that series.
Hey, conference final, baby.
That's right. And then who knows? You get into the second round, and who knows? Maybe conference finals.
So you got to have to pick your game up a little bit today because I sense that you're dragging a little bit.
What do you mean? I'm not dragging at all.
All right, just don't be dragging today. Today's a Friday, what? And there's a lot of crap going on, and unfortunately, it's negative.
Well, wait, hold on a second. I'm disputing all that. I feel better than I felt all week.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that.
Why are you getting
a little tired today?
I always look tired. Are you really getting the sense that I'm dragging?
I just feel like take the 5-hour energy that I
gave you. No, because I get the coffee.
And let's rip it up and let's go.
I've been ripping it
up. All right. Sure.
What do you, I don't, you really think I'm dragging?
A little bit. A little bit.
Wow.
I just felt like, I know this has been a long week for you.
I'm surprised.
You've had a lot of stuff going on this week.
I was just thinking to myself how good I felt.
I mean, from field mice and everything else.
I was just thinking about how good I felt, and now you're dragging me down.
No, it's a feel-good Friday. You need
airbags went off and everything else. The car was totaled, but if he were in a sedan, we'd be at a headless funeral.
Yeah, you're like, everything's negative, and you're dragging. I didn't feel that way at all.
Don't you be dragging me down, man.
I'm not dragging you down at all. I'm pumping everything up.
Right.
Come on, let's go.
Maybe it's that Al and Jerry decided to take the day off.
Yeah, why is Jerry off? Do we know?
I don't know.
I know why Al's off.
He's lazy.
Well, the whole week.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Pussy Feathers.
Right, yeah, exactly. Couldn't come in after the second vaccine shot thing.
Oh, my God.
Did you text him to see how he was doing?
No.
And he got Pfizer, too, which is fewer side effects than Moderna. I'm very surprised. He thought he was going to be driving in, having a tough time, couldn't make it all the way in. So he took the day off.
Well, you could have done what Craig did yesterday and just stayed at home.
No, did he?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people seem to be staying home these days.
Yeah, but, I mean, they came on after the game, though, right?
Yeah, and he stayed at home.
Okay. Well, he's got that luxury, I guess. And also, they're working on the studio in there, too. That's the other thing. Did Evan stay at home? Evan stayed at home the other day.
It sounded like Evan was in studio.
Did it?
Yeah, you could definitely tell that Craig was out of studio.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, because he told C-Mac to bring in some dumbbells for him.
Okay.
And I guess C-Mac brought in the dumbbells, and then, of course, Craig was not there to get the dumbbells. I don't know why Craig wanted the dumbbells. I'm not sure
probably
why.
He's probably lifting, man. Getting back in shape.
He's lifting.
Get that body back for the summer. That's right. What you got to do this time of year.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You got jacked up on the golf course yesterday.
What do you mean I got jacked up on the golf course?
Hole 14. You lost some money.
Hole 14.
Yep. 14th hole yesterday. You got jacked up by a couple of guys who are not as good as golfers as you are.
No, they suck, actually.
And it bothered you. And that's what it was. And you carried it in here this morning.
Yeah, but you know what happened yesterday? So on hole 14, I'm in my backswing. I don't know who got to you or not. But, you know, first of all, you know, playing golf with the guys that I played with yesterday, our boy Doug Wells, Vinny Scorrentino, and Jonel Garmani. So it's literally out. You feel like you're out there with telephone operators. They're on the telephone so much. And I have a backswing. I got about a 210-yard shot. And right in my backswing, I hear, "Hello, how you doing? How's everything going? Everything good? We're out on the golf course here. We're playing." I'm like, what are we doing here?
So
kind of took me off a little bit off kilter. I did lose a little money yesterday.
Excuses. I know is that last night,
yeah,
I got pictures of smiles and cash and smiling behind cash all of that stuff. So now I understand. I had forgotten about that.
Right.
And then this morning now to see how you were a little bit ornery.
No, I'm not ornery at all. As a matter of fact, when I was thinking about yesterday's round of golf, you know, these guys that I play with, you know, they're fun guys. They're great guys to hang out with. They're fun to play golf with, too, because there's a lot of laughs. There's no question about that. But, you know, the second nine, we played as a scramble, a two-man scramble. I had to do that or I was going to have an aneurysm yesterday. So when you played a scramble, I'm so kind that I was giving the other team shots in a scramble.
Where are you?
So somebody is taking credit for something that they really didn't do, especially when they were getting shots during
the
scramble.
No excuses.
Which is really unheard of.
Did you hand money over to somebody else?
And I was such a nice guy, and I handled it, and I was honest, and I did, you know, and I didn't want to just absolutely reach into their pockets and take all the money because I was the guest yesterday.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
So So that's how it happened. It was a great day down at Due Process. It's a great golf course. Love it. They did some changes again to that place, and it's an awesome place. But yeah, so I lost $60 yesterday.
Yeah,
but that's not affecting me at all.
Okay, sure, it's not. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you need someone else to let you know what's happening.
How about maybe my hockey team completely has collapsed?
Yeah, I know. We have talked about it plenty.
Imploded.
Yeah, I know. I've talked more Rangers in the last 3 days than I think I've talked my entire life.
You know why we're talking Rangers? Because it's not really talking hockey. It's talking about pride and standing up for one another.
That was my line. I know.
So many other messages.
You're repurposing my line.
Yeah, but there's so many other messages that we had been talking about in regards to that team.
Sure.
You know, and it's too bad the Islanders can't play them every game. It's the only team they can beat.
Yeah, that is true. But see, here you go with the misguided anger. See, now you're going, just talk about your own team. Don't go beating up the Islanders now because your team's a mess. Mm. Just stop with that. Focus on what's at hand. Chris Lopresti is here.
The further you go, the deeper the cut is when you lose. like I know the season's over, and I looked at the roster last night, and I'm like, oh, boy.
I do know what you're saying. Because there are times I've felt relief when a team is lost in the postseason.
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm disappointed, trust me. But I also, there's like, all right, I don't have to worry about this anymore.
Believe me, on April 20th, I was thinking, man, we got a shot here.
You got a shot, all right.
Yeah, we got a shot, all right. And then just completely ended the season.
All right, CeeLo's here. He's got an update for us. What's going on, Chris? How you been, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How about yourselves? Good to be here again?
Yeah,
really,
of course.
Is it really good to be here again, or are you more aligned with the afternoon show?
I did hear you say that.
Yeah, we heard you say
that.
Well,
I work with them more regularly now, so how could I not be aligned with them,
wait,
right?
Wait a minute, hold on.
Do I not? I wait a second. Boomer, since in the last... Let's call it since the Super Bowl. I think I've worked with you guys maybe once.
And whose fault is that, though? Not ours.
I'm not saying it's your fault.
Well, I mean, it's the unintended consequence, though, that you're pushing us out. You know, if you get asked that question, and I actually believe it was Evan who was asking the question, not even Craig.
It related, again, to softball, of course.
Right.
It always comes back to the softball.
So it was actually Evan who was asking you. You said, who are you more aligned with? And you said them.
That's correct, because I'm working with them twice a week on a regular basis.
Man.
I totally disagree.
Yeah, see, that's the wrong answer.
Exactly.
You could have used other words, other ways to explain it.
Yeah,
the way you just like jumped it on with you guys.
Yeah,
I mean, that was
no hesitation.
It's embarrassing.
Right. Yeah, no hesitation.
And if I answered the other way and said I was more aligned with you, how do you think that would work out?
See,
for
there's
me?
No, you don't have to say that. Between
you have to give a political answer,
exactly. Which would have been what? What would the tell me how I should have answered?
Say,
it.
Say I love working with you guys, and I'm obviously here 2 days a week with you guys, but. You know, Boomer and that softball team, and I played shorts, and I love them as well. So, I mean, I really can't choose. It's impossible. You guys are putting me in an impossible spot to choose. I really love everybody. I love everybody. And you're not going to, and that would have been the end of that.
Oh, I do love everybody. And I don't think my answer pertains, it was centered around the softball question, but my answer of which show am I more aligned with, I think, can be independent from the softball answer.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about the softball.
Right, because if Craig's going to play.
Quit.
Oh, well, that's
yeah, don't have to worry
story.
About it. These guys quit on the team and they want to shut the whole thing down because they, you know, they have other things going on in their lives.
Right,
yeah.
I know. Crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
that we would have other things going on in our lives other than softball.
Yeah, but I didn't like the answer though.
Shocking.
And I took it as a personal shot towards
right.
me because I've been here the longest.
You are now on the inside of what I like to call the circle of trust.
I'm on the outside.
He's on the outside right. now.
Yeah. All right, why don't you give us the sports? Enough of this nonsense.
All right, brought to you by Winters Bros Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit wintersbros.com. We're going to start with the Nets because all of a sudden they're in a little bit of a rut here. Fourth straight loss last night, falling in Dallas, 113-109. Luka Doncic, 24 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. Your boy Kyrie did have a season-high 45, but Kevin Durant was 1 of 10 from the field in the second half. Bit of a bump in the road now for Steve Nash's team.
They're playing high-quality teams that want to win for playoff seeding. It's a little bit of uncharted territory for this group. So this is good for us.
The idea being
uncharted. That guy's an ass!
Wait a minute, hold on. Uncharted territory for this group? All these guys have been in the playoffs.
Well, not as members of the Brooklyn Nets.
But they've won championships.
Yeah, yes. It's uncharted territory for you, Steve, because you've never been a coach before. But, I mean, these guys, I mean, they've been out there. They've been doing it. So I don't know. I just, will this mean anything? Who the F knows? But James Harden coming back before the playoffs will be a big boost for them because I didn't think that was a possibility. It still may not be, but that's what he says is going to happen.
Yeah, he says definitely back by the playoffs. Hopefully plays in a couple games beforehand, but obviously they're running out of games as far as the regular season schedule goes. Back to Nash's comment, the idea being better to go through this now than in the postseason, and Kyrie sees it that way as well.
It's about time we got tested.
Hey, Kyrie. Where you been, man? Welcome back.
Hey. A different level, knowing that teams are shaping up for the playoffs.
As for his big shooting night, doesn't really care about that.
And I've said it throughout my career, just throw that one away. It was one of those performances, great, but it's about us. You know, it's about that win column.
Nets are now 43-24. They're 9-11 without James Harden. They're 2.5 behind the Sixers for the one seed in the East.
9-11 without James Harden. They're a losing team without James
Harden.
Now,
obviously, Durant and Kyrie missed some of those games as well along the way.
And now you know why they wanted Harden in the first place. Remember when they were trying to get Harden, we were laughing at it,
yeah.
Saying, you really need another guy?
Yeah, well, they did, at least in the regular season. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, we got to remember. James Harden in the postseason are two things that have not meshed in the past.
But he hasn't had players like Kyrie and Kevin Durant running around out there with him.
I mean, still, this guy has had, they've been a top seed. He's been an MVP candidate. They've been close in series. I mean, he's had guys around him. I mean, it's not like he hasn't had him. He had Chris Paul around him, for Christ's sakes. He's had guys around him. So we'll see. But the other two guys, I trust more.
Has he had a Joe Harris around him?
A Joe Harris?
Yeah.
Sure. Eric Gordon's that type of guy.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, for you, good for you, Paul.
He
Eric
had
Gordon's
KD and Westbrook with him also in
a
final.
He was not the same player. He was a sixth man. He came off the bench. He was not James Harden. He was not the focal point of the offense, ball in his hands every single possession.
Kevin Durant and Kyrie and James Harden, you can't sit here and tell me that James Harden has ever played with two players of that caliber.
No, he hasn't. But let's not make it sound like he hasn't played with other talented players.
Got Blake Griffin out there.
Who has been great for the Nets. Absolutely great. All right, CeeLo, what else, huh?
Five left. Road trip continues in Denver tomorrow night. The Knicks just came from getting beat up in Denver. Game four of their six-game trip in Phoenix tonight to visit the Suns at 10 o'clock. As Boomer mentioned in the open, Emmanuel Quickley and Alec Burks are doubtful. Quickley's got the ankle sprain. Burks, the left knee contusion. Pacers helped out the Knicks a bit Thursday, beat the Hawks 133-126. The Knicks still a game up on Atlanta, two in the loss column for the four seed in the East. Clippers dumped the Lakers 118-94. LeBron out. Anthony Davis played only 9 minutes. He didn't return after halftime. Back spasms. Lakers have now lost 7 of 9, and they are dead even with the Trailblazers. Those two teams will meet tonight in Portland. You had the day games for the baseball locals. Yankees couldn't quite complete the three-game sweep of the Astros.
Pitch. Swung on. A high fly to deep left. Gardner back on the track. At the wall. She is gone. Jose Altuve hits a three-run home run. And the Astros now take a 5-3 lead.
John Sterling, eighth inning call here on the Fan. Oh, on his 31st birthday, Altuve put the Stros ahead for good on their way to a 7-4 victory at the stadium. Garrett Cole left after 7 innings and 97 pitches, leading 3-2. He ends up with the no decision as Chad Green served up that home run to Altuve. Didn't really care who the batter was. The end result mattered more.
It's a go-ahead homer, so it doesn't matter if it's Altuve or Bregman or whoever. Yeah, it stings just as bad if it's the leadoff hitter or the nine hole.
And Aaron Boone knows his usually dependable reliever just didn't have it this time around.
Green just seemed a little bit maybe out of sync. Obviously uncharacteristic for him to walk the leadoff guy there.
Usually leads to trouble, and in this case it did. Meantime, another injury concern. Gio Urshela left in the eighth after making a diving stop at third. He was headed for an MRI on his knee.
I mean, Gio's obviously a big part of what we do, and so hopefully it's, you know, nothing too serious.
Giancarlo Stanton homered again, his ninth. Clint Frazier, two-run shot in the fourth. Aaron Hicks, 3-for-3 at the plate. Nationals come in for a weekend series now. Jameson Taillon opposed by Patrick Corbett in the opener. We've got pregame coverage here on the Fan this evening at 6:25. The Mets took care of business in St. Louis, sort of.
3-1 to Alonso. Here's the pitch. Way upstairs. Ball four. It forces in a run. It is 3-1 New York, and all of their runs have scored on bases loaded walks, and there's still nobody out.
Howie Rose in the eighth on WCBS 880. They did tack on another run there to beat the Cardinals 4-1, but they left 17 runners on base, franchise record for a 9-inning game. Thankfully, they've got Taiwan Walker, 7 innings of one-hit ball, 1 unearned run, 8 strikeouts, his second victory. He's pitching to a 2.38 ERA and says he executed his strategy in this one.
I think we just mixed pitches well. Me and James had a good game plan coming in. It was just to keep them off balance. Some of those guys are good hitters. So we pitched them backwards, Goldie and Arenado.
Edwin Diaz earned the save despite putting
pitched
a couple of guys.
Backwards?
Yeah, pitched them backwards as far as the counts go. Right. Oh, so normally they're looking fastball. He went off speed. When they were looking off speed, he went fastball.
Yeah. Pitching
so,
him backwards.
So why not do that all the time?
Well, they got to, because then the next time they'll look, you got to just keep reversing it on them. It's like a constant mind game.
But, I see.
You know? Got to keep these guys guessing.
You know, when I forget to order the coffee, I get somebody staring at me through the window.
Well, especially on a Friday, it's like, I want to go home. Let's go, big fella. I want to get the hell out of here.
It's unbelievable.
Francisco Lindor.
So much pressure right now.
A lot of pressure. Get that order in. Francisco Lindor actually got a hit in the ninth, snapping his 0-for-26 slot.
When he went through, yeah. I mean, of course, the smile on my face and a little bit of my shoulders come down from – I had them above my ears.
Also, walk 3 times, 11 total free passes issued by Cardinals pitching. Mets come back to Citi Field now, 3-game set with the Diamondbacks. David Peterson opposed by Zach Gallen tonight at 7:10. Elsewhere, the Angels designated Albert Pujols for assignment, so that'll lead to his release by the end of the week. He was in the final year of that 10-year, $240 million contract. Just not enough room for him right now, I guess, especially with Shohei Ohtani turning into a true two-way player. He homered again last night, his 10th, but L.A. allowed 7 in the 8th, lost to the Rays 8-3 as Tampa Bay swept that 4-game series. Real quick on the hockey, Devils topped the Islanders 2-1, so the Isles now haven't beaten anyone except the Rangers in almost 3 weeks.
Wow.
Barry Trotz says, hey guys, time to wake up.
I fully understand where I think we are in a sense of, you know, getting to the playoffs, and everybody wants to take a little bit of an exhale and take a breather, but we can't put it in park.
They got to get it going. They got the Devils again tomorrow
so
night.
So the best that they can do is third or fourth place, meaning that they will have they'll be traveling in the playoffs, and they will not have home ice advantage.
That's right. Rangers shut out by the Bruins in Boston 4-0, as you mentioned, basically running out the AHL lineup at this point. Ugh. More importantly, Chris Drury, alongside Glenn Sather, introduced as president and GM yesterday.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt in my mind. You know, I know I'm ready. And in all honesty, I owe that to Jeff Gordon.
Of course, he was just fired. And
here's the thing. Like, for Ranger fans out there, Chris Drury was a part of Jeff Gordon and John Davidson. So he's been around. He knows what's going on. He's been a part of all these decisions. He was a big influence in getting David Quinn here hired. To me, reading through the lines of what Jim Dolan has said and what Glenn Sather has been saying, the real question now is, does he keep David Quinn as the coach?
Yep.
That's why I was saying yesterday he's in a very difficult position because, you know, he and David Quinn are both BU alum and all of that. And for Ranger fans,
I mean, you don't keep a coach because you went to the same college as him.
No, but he was a big part of hiring him in the first place.
That's fine, but it's about the results now. And I think that if Sather is there and Dolan's getting involved, is it really going to be his decision anyway?
Dolan's not getting involved, and it is Sather who is involved, re-involved.
Dolan's getting involved.
And he will help Chris.
What are you talking about?
Those are some of the most extensive comments I've seen him make on the Rangers.
So Dolan basically said, look, I don't like the culture. There was a disconnect. I didn't like it, so I'm moving away from that. And
so he's getting involved.
I'm going back to the godfather of hockey, as he put it.
Godfather of the Rangers.
Yeah, it's basically blame the Knicks, Ranger fans, for what's going on here. That's what's happening. Jim Dolan he needs something to screw up, so he decided to get involved the Rangers.
I sure hope not.
You get hammered by the Islanders the way that they did and have no show up, and don't show up in those games, goodbye. That's basically what it comes down to.
$250,000 fine from the league, by the way, for the statement about the whole Tom Wilson situation.
What a joke. And your feelings get hurt over a statement that's released on Twitter, but you can jam guys' heads into the ice and then punch them in the side of the head when they're defenseless and then get a $5,000 fine.
Apples and oranges. The reason I say that
NHL's
is... league. Yes, apples and oranges, though, but again, every league office would have done the same thing. Very rarely. Never, ever. This is unprecedented.
Well, they wouldn't have.
As a member club put out a statement that said that they want a guy fired because he's unfit for his job.
I loved it. That was the best.
Yeah, I know. And Jim Dolan didn't care either. It's $250,000. Who cares? We made our statement. Yep. We know how we feel. And they knew that they were going to get fined.
I mean, that was the guts that you were asking for from the players.
Right, exactly.
In that statement.
I didn't have a problem with the statement. And they knew they were going to get fined by putting that statement out. They don't care.
NHL.
They just wanted the NHL to know that they thought the way that they handled the whole Tom Wilson thing was a joke, and it was.
It was. Exactly.
100% was.
Yeah, so then they got to fine him for $250,000.
Plus, they have a thing over there called the Screw the Ranger button. Anytime they want to hit it, they hit it, and they just hit it.
And as Boomer predicted, Pavel Buchnevich did get a one-game suspension for high-sticking Anthony Mantha from the Caps. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, cross-checked him in the face.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying it wasn't warranted, but he got a suspension and Tom Wilson didn't. And we move on.
Well, the problem is that he cross-checks a guy in the face, which he should be suspended for. But he was getting cross-checked in the back of the neck when he was on all fours.
Oh, but it was a net front scrum, though, Boomer. It's different.
That's right.
Rule.
Net front scum. Give me the scum. Scrum.
Freudian slip. Love
Tom
it.
Tom Wilson was a net front scum.
Yeah. Net front scrum is a different. Who knew that there was a different loophole in that
stupid.
Rule?
Yeah. So basically, if you're in the front of the net, you know, pull out like a dagger and start just knifing people out there next time. It'll be fine.
That's a really bad precedent, to be honest with you.
Yeah. $5,000 fine. Doesn't matter. Just shank a member of the other team while you're at it. Blood on the ice.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You know, I did ask our digital guy who is in charge of making the graphics and stuff, Tom Izzo, for a Feel Good Friday shirt design idea. Because I trust him. You know, I gave him a couple of ideas. I said, hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? Get back to me. It was like 3 weeks ago. This was like three Feel Good Fridays ago.
He's like CeeLo. He's more attached to the afternoon show now.
And then I even busted his balls on the air about it, thinking right. that would be a way to get him going. And that didn't either.
He's not paying attention.
He's not paying attention.
So a lot of people that, because they're working from home and they don't have to come to work, just tend to like zone out and not pay attention.
I think that is what's going on. I think we've finally gotten to that point. Now, I've run into a couple salespeople recently. They're starting to filter back in.
Those people are always paying attention.
But they're like the cicadas. You know, they've been coming out every 17 years. But no, they've been coming back in. And a lot of them are excited to be back.
Have you guys noticed any cicadas yet?
Negative, no.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah, still a little chilly.
It's still too cold for the
cicadas. Yeah, that ground's got to warm up a little bit.
But yeah, so I figured it'd be great if we had a Boomer and Geo Feel Good Friday t-shirt to put up there on the WFAN store, and we've gotten really no response at all. Ungatz. Yeah, so I guess I'm going to have to go another route. I'm going to have to get somebody else to design the thing, which is fine. That's all right, but I don't want this to go too far, because then all of a sudden, you know, we don't have no Feel Good Friday shirt, and then the window closes.
The only time I ever notice him coming in here is when somebody else needs something.
That is true.
Right?
That is very much true. So just a little bit disappointed, that's all. You know, maybe I'll text him right now, wake his ass up, and say, let's go. It's a Feel Good Friday. I want this Feel Good Friday shirt. By the way, keep sending me pictures of Casamigos. That's one of my favorite things to see. I just got somebody sent me a picture of an empty Casamigos bottle on top of a dumpster. Someone did.
Oh, I have plenty of those. Hey, by the way, did you get your mason jars?
I did, yes. I got the Casamigos mason jars that were sent. 48 of them, in fact. So everything I drink is now out of that mason jar. Yeah. I actually eat everything out of that mason jar as well. I fill up my dinner and I eat it out of those mason jars. Yeah, I got 48 of them. Well, you know, at the new house, I got a great area for all that stuff. Little bar area.
Let me ask you a question. At this new house of yours,
yeah,
there's no garage to speak of. So, like, where are you putting all that stuff that you normally would jam in your garage?
Well, there's a room off the basement. There's, like, the basement, and there's another room, and I have the bikes in there and stuff, and there's an outdoor entrance there. So that's where everything is right now.
I mean, like, where are all the cardboard boxes and stuff going?
Well, we have no furniture right now.
Right.
So they just go up against one of the doors in a room that has no furniture. So I was thinking about that today, though. Like, where are the cardboard boxes going to go when the furniture actually arrives? I was thinking about that. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I will figure it out. What I need is the freaking blinds. That's what I need. I sent a text yesterday trying. I said, what's going on with the blinds? I had to get that going. Because I sent a picture. I've got this giant excavator outside of the window.
Yeah.
That's just sitting there.
Normally what somebody would do in this situation would probably tack up a sheet.
I can't.
You got to tack up a sheet or something,
I'm
right?
not tacking up a sheet.
You got to tack up a sheet.
Come on.
In a
brand, a beautiful brand new house that I love, tacking sheets up there.
You gotta do something.
I don't think so.
I mean, like you said, you're like living in an aquarium right now.
Oh yeah, people have no shame. I mean, they just stop and
there's
stare.
Geo. Look at Geo. There's Gina. There's Geo. There's yeah. Geo. There's Geo in his underwear.
Yeah, basically,
gotta tack
yeah.
up a sheet, man.
Yeah, I know.
Good thing Al doesn't live near you. He'd have the binoculars trained on
you. The other thing you could do, but the problem with doing it, you have to leave it up. And that's take tinfoil and put it on the windows on the inside and just tape the tinfoil up with some duct tape.
But that's what, like, paranoid people do, right? Where they think that the CIA's after them?
Yeah.
Put tinfoil on the windows?
Put tinfoil on the windows, yes.
I'm not doing that either.
And the good thing about the tinfoil is that no light comes in at all. It's great. Like, so if you really want a sleeping room and you want it to be really dark, you don't have to get the blackout shades, just put the tinfoil right up against the window.
This is the view out my window right now. See this? So I sent this to the person that's responsible for the blinds. I said, hey, by the way, any update on the blinds? This is what I'm staring at right now. It's this giant pile of dirt, some orange construction fence, and a massive excavator sitting on top of a load of dirt. So we get some blinds in, be able to block that out.
I'm just telling you, tack a sheet up.
Rich in Middletown. What's going on, Rich?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. You got to put the radio down and then talk to us, all right?
You guys are great, man. Thanks.
Yeah,
hey, I do a lot of high end work down here in the Jersey Shore in the Rumson area.
Oh, excuse us.
Area.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Hey, they sell temporary shades. You put them up, they stick, self sticking. They cost $15. Get them in Home Depot, whatever size you need. Buy them big. You can even cut them with the scissors, and you put them up at the top of the window. They're beautiful.
You know what? I'm gonna have to.
There you
to.
Go. There
I'm gonna
you, go.
You know
temporary
what? That's
shades.
Rich.
You know, has your designer even told you about temporary shades?
No, I have not
down,
heard about
throw
that.
Throw them in the garbage when you're done. No, they're nice and neat and clean. I promise you'll love them.
All right, first and they're not gonna like rip the paint off the wall and stuff.
Nope. They got this little peel thing along the top. You just press them up. You'll put it up in 2 minutes. You'll be happy. I'm
Home Depot,
you.
Lowe's, I can get them there.
Yep, exactly right. You buy something that's, I think they're 36 inches long, and you cut them with the scissors to fit. It's
all right, you know what, run. Rich? I'm going to stop there. I'm going to check it out because I've had enough of this.
You must have some Fugazi designer or something that just is not, you know, not doing
no,
their job.
No. That's not the case at all. That's not the case at all. I think this is out of her hands.
No. All right, but she should have told you that there are temporary blinds that you could put up.
Yeah, but she's probably thinking, ah.
Does she realize that, like, you're a celebrity and,
all right,
and stuff?
I mean, I'm not a celebrity. I mean, there's some people in
you're
the neighborhood.
You're a celebrity. I'm not sitting here telling you that you're an A-lister, but you are a celebrity.
It's people are excited that I'm in the neighborhood. They're fans of the show, but I wouldn't say it. But
celebrity or no celebrity?
Yeah, modest celebrity.
Fleeg, celebrity or no celebrity? Can you do two things at one time, please?
No, he can't.
I'm sorry. Apparently, a lot of callers know about these temporary blinds.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you know, Al Dukes is not here today, so it's Fleegs is our guy answering the phone. So, is Gio a celebrity or non-celebrity?
He's a New York celebrity.
Right. So, if you lived in Sayville, you would think it would be a big deal, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
This is why he needs temporary blinds.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get him. I'm going to get him now. I'm going to get him. I'm going to stop on the way home. It'll be like a extra Mother's Day present for the weekend. A little Mother's Day temporary blinds to be able
here,
to...
Here, Gina, put up the blinds.
Yeah, here you go. Here's something to do. Hey, I gave you an activity for the afternoon.
You got nothing else to do. Just hang up the blinds.
Yeah, I'll go take a nap, and when I come downstairs, there'll be blinds. Skip in Fairlawn. What's going on, Skip?
You're my celebrity. So is that blonde-haired guy over there. The best play-action quarterback that ever played the game.
Oh, look, thank you, Skip. I appreciate that, man. Thanks. What's going on today?
Well, I just want to thank both of you. You're the only two guys I listen to on the radio on this station anymore. Both of you are keeping me alive. I've been in VA hospitals, Hackensack Hospital, and the first thing I do when I come out of surgery, I put my headsets on and listen to you two.
Wow, you're the Skip. Best. Skip, that's very, very high praise, man. Thank you very much, and I'm so happy we can make you a little happier throughout the day.
Well, let me tell you, the rest of the fan ain't what he used to be, unfortunately. And what about, man, I've had a rough the last few years. Vietnam has come back to bite me in my butt. But let me tell you, I look forward to listening to you and that blonde hair, 6'4", southpaw of a man, of a patriot, Boomer Esiason.
Well, Skip.
God bless you both.
Well, thanks,
Thank
Skip.
Thank you, Skip. And, man, feel better, man. Yeah. And, man, we appreciate the call. And you know what? We love our colleagues here.
We do. We love the lineup. I was talking to Moose yesterday on the phone. I listened to Moose and Maggie. I listened to Carton and Roberts. We love our teammates, and we're happy that the lineup is the way it is. But, you know, Skip, we appreciate. And by the way, Sal's doing a great job on the overnight. Sal Licata, when I'm driving in, he's still as angry as he's ever been. I thought maybe being a father would mellow him a little bit. Has actually ratcheted up his anger.
Well, he's not getting any sleep. That's why. Karen in Bayville. Karen, what's happening?
Hi. Listen, those shades, you can get them right on Amazon for like $5.
The temporary ones, Karen?
Yeah, and they're black on one side if you want them to be blackout, and they're white on the other, and they're great when you're moving, and they're cheap, and they're not horrible looking. Boomer, how could you tell him to put up a sheet? You live in Manhattan.
That's well, great. I didn't say I was going to put up a sheet because I live on the North Shore. He's down on the South Shore, so I figured he can put up a sheet.
Well, I live on the South Shore. I live on the North Shore. I'm telling you, do not put
put up sheets.
Yeah, I'm not tacking up a sheet, Karen.
Why, you guys tend to put up on the South Shore a lot more PVC fencing than we do on the North Shore.
Oh, that's true. That is so true. I used to live in Idlehour, which is in a very south part of Oakdale by Dowling. So I lived right near you, Gio.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is.
And my daughter and I, when she was a baby, we used to go to the Seville Modern Diner. I don't know if it's there anymore, but we used to go there every weekend. It's not.
I don't believe that it is. They did take the sign, though, and repurpose it at one of the other bars there in Seville, which was very cool. It's South Shore Dive.
Right.
So it is. Yeah. So, no, thanks, Karen. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting up tinfoil. I'm not tacking up a sheet.
Tack up a sheet's no problem.
Tack up a sheet.
You know, here's the other thing, too.
Think I am.
You know, if you go blinds via Amazon, what are you going to have?
More boxes.
Right, exactly.
You know, I got to stop at Home Depot, get the temporary blinds.
I'm sure they have them on Amazon. Get them to you tomorrow.
I was thinking about charging people staring into the house. Like hiring somebody out there and $5. You could just sit out here for as long as you want. Like $5 for 10 minutes. See what we're doing in there. $10 for 20 minutes.
An extra 20, I'll take my shirt off.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, Gina, how comfortable are you getting naked for the neighbors? Got a lot of expenses.
How much to touch the mullet?
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah, just put some gloves on.
All right, quickly, Chris at East Islip. Chris, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good,
hey,
Chris. Good.
Gina, listen, if you're debating about whether to cover those windows, you got to watch a movie called The Money Pit, and you'll put shades up that day.
Well, listen, I'm trying to put shades up, and I know I'm familiar with what you're talking about.
Yes.
I'm trying to put them up. It just everything takes forever. I mean, once you had the COVID hit, and then production and manufacturing on things slowed down, and it hasn't picked up since. That's what I'm being told.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. How many blinds to go stores are there on Long Island? There's got to be 1,000 of them.
Yeah, but I guess we didn't go through blinds to go for these particular blinds.
See, I would say, you know how you have trim around your windows?
Sure, yeah.
And I'm sure that you have beautiful trim in this house.
There's beautiful trim in the house.
It's a window trim, right?
Yes, sir.
You take the tack and the sheet. And you tack it on the top, so you don't see the holes. You don't see the holes when you take. You don't tack it right.
How many sheets have you tacked on windows? You're like Bob Vila of tacking sheets up. You're like the Property Brothers of sheet tacking.
Well, you know, I did live in a dorm. A long time ago, you'd live and move and constantly never have any, you know, window blinds in dorms or anything. That's just what I remember. I just think back to
tacking up some sheets and doing a hippity-dippity in the dorm room. That's what was going on.
Yeah, right. And also putting up tinfoil. Tinfoil works out great, man.
You know what's funny is in recent times, I have tacked up a sheet. So when I was doing the show from home in that guest bedroom area, we did have blinds there.
Yeah.
But sun was still getting through.
So you had to tack a sheet up.
I did. I told you. I stood on the bed and I tacked up a sheet.
I did. I've tacked up a sheet in the last year.
I have.
This is great.
I did. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you just go, Cheetah. So I do have like, are they standard windows?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the one that I really need the sheet on is.
It's a standard window.
But then there's a big one.
Sometimes you could take a king pillow sheet and you could tack it up and it would fit perfectly. So it's not like, hanging all over the place.
Yeah, but because people are walking by the house, they're looking at the house. You know, it's a really nice house. The landscaping looks great. And then they're going to see me tacking up a sheet and be like, what type of gavone moved into this house? You know? What type of scafooza moved into the neighborhood here? He's tacking up a sheet.
That's so great.
Like these people, when they buy this house, they ran out of money, they got to tack up sheets.
Well, I mean, if your blinds are not in, I mean, come on.
All right, boom.
What did I tell Allie? She's buying a house, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did I say to both of them?
Tack up a sheet.
No, I said, get your damn blinds, man.
No, I know.
You know, people will think about that until they're in the house.
No. I did.
And the stuff has got to be thought about before you move in.
I did. It just is taken forever. Trust me, I did.
I don't want to hear about supply chain problems.
That's what people tell me.
No excuses.
I'm just regurgitating what they tell me.
So you got to take this kind of situation into your own hands. And this is where tacking the sheet comes in.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.